Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. It's spring election day in Wisconsin, and we'll have initial results shortly after 10 p.m. tonight. The polls close at 8. Our results will also be on the website and again here on Morning Edition tomorrow morning. County Deer Advisory Councils will release their preliminary antlerless deer quota, permit level, and season structure recommendations for the 2018 deer hunting season this week. Antlerless quota recommendations and hunter success rates from previous hunts help determine the number of antlerless tags available for this year's hunting season. DNR big game ecologist Kevin Wallenfang says the recommendations are designed to get feedback.
We have completed the March CDAC meetings, and now we are going to go into a period here where we are going to provide a public feedback opportunity. It's going to be online. It'll run through April 12th, and that'll give hunters a chance to kind of weigh in on the preliminary recommendations that each one of the county deer councils have made for the deer season in their county. And then they're going to come back starting the week of April 16th, and they're going to make their final recommendations.
Wallenfang says the CDACs are considering a variety of factors like harvest data, population trends, and the winter severity index when they discuss harvest objectives. More information is on the DNR website. The weather has postponed a series of meetings planned by the Veterans Administration concerning the upcoming construction of a new national cemetery for veterans in the town of Cajun. The meetings were set for Wednesday in Merrill, Rhinelander, and Eagle River, but were postponed due to bad weather. Oneida County Veteran Service Officer Tammy Walters talks about the change.
Fort Snelling is actually going to oversee the national cemetery that's coming here to the Rhinelander area township of Cajun. So they were going to come out and talk about it and let us know, you know, when things are happening, how you can get into the cemetery, you know, every little detail that people might need to know about the national cemetery that's coming here. Unfortunately, Mother Nature had a different plan.
The VA announced in 2015 it purchased 6 acres for $24,000 for a national veterans burial ground. Wood National Cemetery in Milwaukee, which was the state's only national cemetery, closed to first interment casketed burials in 1997 and to cremation burials in 2001. The next closest cemetery is at Fort Snelling in Minneapolis. Walters says there will be an announcement when the meetings are rescheduled. And Wisconsin's new Interagency Council on Homelessness takes another step toward getting started as its first ever director takes the reins. Elizabeth Brown has more.
Michael Lucky had been a policy advisor for Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinke of Kaukauna and helped guide a number of bills addressing homelessness through the legislature. One of those bills created the Interagency Council on Homelessness, Assembly Bill 234, last session. It was backed by the Wisconsin Coalition Against Homelessness, where Executive Director Joseph Volk says the added attention to this issue is sorely needed.
For the first time in probably 20 years, the issue of homelessness is being discussed in the state legislature and in the administration. And not only is it being discussed, it's being discussed at really the very highest levels of state government.
Volk's organization estimates about 27,000 Wisconsinites are homeless. Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clefish chairs the new council, which also includes representatives from 8 state agencies and service providers. I'm Elizabeth Brown.
A Rhinelander man, an Antigo native, has been honored in Congress after he died trying to help two women struggling in Lake Superior's waters. Congressman Sean Duffy will present a Carnegie Medal to his family. In 1904, the Carnegie Hero Fund Commission began awarding the Carnegie Medal to those who risked their lives for others. Justin Schrepfer died June 11, 2016. Schrepfer spotted two women struggling in the cold Lake Superior waters. He swam out to save their lives. One woman made it back to shore, but another lost her life. Schrepfer lost his life along with the other woman. A graduate of Antigo High School, Schrepfer was recruited to play baseball at UW-Stevens Point, got a degree from Northern Michigan University in Marquette. He pursued a career at Whipfley CPAs and Consultants in Rhinelander. The weather forecast for tonight. Snow continues tonight. About 2 more inches are forecast, but it's going to become blustery. For Wednesday, a chance of morning flurries, otherwise partly sunny, a high near 27. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, low near 8. Thursday, again, a chance of afternoon snow, but partly sunny, high near 33. Friday, partly sunny, 25. By Sunday, temperatures again above freezing. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.